Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening to us. We appreciate it. Welcome to Dollars to Deuces, episode number 3. My name is Nate Wallen. You can find me on Twitter at Nate_Dirt19. I'm with my dude, Rich Gonzalez over here, the Frito Bandito. You can find him at RGonzalezRM. And we're really excited to be here. I think it's the night before the NFL season kicks off. I know I'm probably not going to sleep real well tonight, Rich. What about you?
You know, man, I'm excited. I'm pumped, man. Man, football's here tomorrow, man, and it's like so freaking excited just to get everything lined up and go through all 25, 30 lineups and get everything set just to change it beforehand. I mean, Thursday, you don't have to really worry about it, but it's that Sunday where you're going to be trying to change your lineups last minute. So pumped, excited, nervous, ready to see, get going, man, and I'm ready for the football season.
Yeah, it's finally here. We were talking about it last night on the, you know, on Toilets to Titles, and I just can't believe it finally came. It seems like it's been a long time coming, and I don't know why this summer seemed longer than normal, but it sure was. So, like I said, I'm just pumped, happy to be here. You know, it's been fun the last couple of weeks, and this week we're going to obviously talk about some, you know, spreads we like for week one. We've got some survivor pool picks we're going to incorporate. I guess I do have one in a league I found out about yesterday. And then some different player props we like. And going forward, too, all the lines we picked are from FanDuel. But the player props, actually, mine came from PointsBet. I'm not sure. I couldn't find any on FanDuel for some games. It was really weird how they only had player props for certain games.
Yeah.
So
yeah. They had them for you and not the other and everything. And it was the same thing for DraftKings and stuff like that. They had a majority of them, but some of them they didn't. You know, I was interested on seeing some of the player props for the Jets in a Carolina game, and they actually didn't have no player props for that game.
Yeah, then there were some I looked at, and they didn't have, you know, I was trying to find some Danny Dimes over for rushing because I like that. So if you can find it, just bet it because he's probably going to hit it. That dude's quick. I'll give it. So, but he wasn't even there for passing yard props. It was just Teddy Two Gloves. So not sure why that was the case. But real quick, too, you can find our show, all of our shows, all 8 of them, I believe, on Twitter, at Toilets to Titles. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube if you're watching now, Facebook, Podbean, and Spotify. On Facebook, we have 2 pages. One's When a Family Breaks. It's a sports memorabilia trading page. A lot of cool stuff on there. You know, please check it out. And also our – I'm still going to call it new. Our website, toiletsandtitles.com. Tons of videos, articles, everything, all our shows. I know there's stuff getting put on there probably almost every day, if not every other day. So please check it out. You know, give us some feedback too. We're always open, always somebody you can talk to. So I think first we're going to jump in. Want to do a few player props. Like I said, if you want to talk about some pick-ems, you can. We can kind of just swing into player props.
Let's go and jump into player props. I'll go ahead and start out with the first one that I was kind of interested in. You know, leading up to this season, you know, all the talk about Hurts with the Eagles and everything, and they got an over and under rushing yard of 39.5 yards. I think he becomes that season where, you know, what everybody thought Lamar, you know, what everybody expected Lamar Jackson to have as far as rushing and everything. And after last season and everything, going into the first game of the season, the Eagles are playing against the Falcons that don't have the best defense as it is. So his over and under of rushing yards is 39.5 yards. And I would like to believe that's an easy overage. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. When I saw that, I couldn't believe that it was that low. You know, I know they're going to be throwing the ball a lot, but he's going to run all over the place too, because that's going to be a very high scoring game and their defense is terrible. So I think he'll be just fine. I think that's a pretty low number.
And another one that really surprised me and stuff like that was the Antonio Gibson receiving yards over and under of 14.5 yards for Antonio Gibson. I think that's freaking crazy. I mean, 14.5 yards, he could do that on the first reception he gets.
Yeah, that seems pretty low. And I know, you know, they're always saying that, you know, well, McKissick's there and things like, you know, let's be real here. You know, McKissick's fine for passing down back, but Gibson's the real deal, and Fitz knows that. So that's pretty – I think that's my
bag. That's the easy smash right there, man.
Yeah.
Another one – here's an interesting one and everything. So the Buffalo Bills, they are playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? I feel like it's going to be a high-scoring game. You know, Bills defense ain't bad, but it wasn't the best either last season. And Steelers defense was real good too last year starting out, but then fell apart towards the end. And so Josh Allen passing yards over and under 283 yards. This is actually it's kind of a tough one to pick, but I like to believe this would be an easy over. Would you agree or not?
Yeah, I agree. I think I don't know. Well, I don't know if TJ Watt's playing. You know, if he hasn't been paid, I don't know if he's going to play, what's going to happen. And I think, you know, the Bills don't really have much of a run game. I know a big Devin Singletary fan at Florida Atlantic, you know, and Zach Moss, pretty decent, but they pretty well rely on the pass. And so it's, I think that's a pretty easy one.
Yeah. I was, at first I was like, man, I don't know if I want to do that, but I mean, the more I think about it, I think this is going to be a passing game between the two offenses. I mean, both got great receivers and everything. Look, it's early in the season, so Big Ben, he should be tossing around like nothing. So give it about six more weeks, and it might be a different story. So I thought that was an easy overage. Another one I was interested in, because Patrick Mahomes will be playing against the Cleveland Browns, and we all know what happened last year in the playoffs and stuff. They did win, but it was a tough game. His passing yards over-under is 312 yards, 312.5. But Cleveland's defense is no joke. And we still don't know if Kansas City offensive line really improved. So I would like to believe, I would like to take the under on this one, because that is a stat line, a stacked line, as far as, you know, just a 312 yards in the first game against a really tough defense and still an unproven offensive line. What's your thoughts?
No, I think that's very high. That's a lot. I mean, not saying he's, you know, no big deal to him, but like you said, that defense is very good, and it is going to be, I think it'll be a pretty high scoring game, but you know, who knows what's going on with the line. So I think, like I said, I know most of us are all on that Browns bandwagon for the game anyways. So, and Joe, by the way, I don't know if Watt's out or not. That's just me talking. But I know he hasn't practiced. I know he's sitting on the side or whatever, but you know, I don't know if he's not getting paid. I don't know what's going to happen. So they need to pay the guy. Just get it over with.
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about
that. Awesome guy, man.
Yeah.
My last two I really wanted to talk comes actually from the same game. It's going over both tight ends between the Vegas and Baltimore Raven game. Mark Andrews receiving over and under is 56.5. And Darren Waller's receiving over and under is 68.5. Look, if you really think about it, those two are the only receiving options in town. You know, initially from the get-go, everybody's talking about, because, look, Ravens receiving core is already was banged up going into this game. You know, Raiders, as much as I love them and stuff like that, we got to wait and see on the rest of the receiving core. Those are both offenses' number one receivers, right? So you would think this would be easy overs on both of them. I'm going over on both of them, so...
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I'm into it. Going into the season, you know, I was hoping that the Ravens were going to be a little better throwing the ball. You know, and I said, I've said it 100 times on here, it's not Lamar. You know, I think that the offense is not geared for a downfield passing game, and it hasn't been, you know. So Mark Andrews is going to eat in the middle of the field. Lamar's comfortable throwing the ball. Sammy Watkins stinks. Sorry, dude. I got a Bills Sammy Watkins jersey. That's how much I love the guy coming out of college. And
add another one to that, player stinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to get a list going of how many people we end up putting on that. And, you know, I know we've had the discussion on some of the other episodes. So, yeah, another player that stinks. Joe over here, Ravens Raiders is a tough one. I think I took Raiders with the points and Ravens straight up, but I would be shocked with the Raiders. I wouldn't be shocked with the Raiders win. You know what? I won't be shocked at all either and stuff like that. And maybe that's a little secret to one of my picks later on.
The thing for me with the Raiders and the Ravens is, you know, with – see, Joe knows, man. He was on here earlier tonight on the channel. I'm sure he was talking about it. I was painting the house, so I didn't watch. Sorry, Joe, but I will check it out. I think the Ravens are beat down right now, man. That, you know, they, J.K. Dobbins out. Well, then it's going to be Gus Edwards and a few other guys. Well, then Justice Hill, who we don't know how that was going to go anyways, he's out. You know, and their offensive line last year was not good. And I don't know. Defense will still be good. Lamar will be good, but
yeah,
it'll be tough. So I got a couple player props too. I jotted down. Like I said, these came from PointsBet, if that works in your area. The first one was Brady over 306.5 passing yards. And I know that is high, like we're talking about Mahomes, but I really think that the Bucs are going to be full throttle, and I don't think they're going to stop. The Cowboys secondary was, you know, it was not very good last year, and they've made some improvements, and I know that, but I don't see Brady slowing down at all. I think Clyde Christensen and Brady, you know, I think they got everything going, and it's going to be a point fest tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, they bring back the whole freaking offensive defense, correct? I mean, it's the first game of the NFL season. It's at home. They're going to be dropping the banner and stuff like that. I mean, they're just – I mean, it's set up for them to have just an awesome game and everything, and I could easily see that happening.
I think Tom's going to hear those cannons fire when they score the first touchdown and realize how much he likes that, and they're just going to keep pouring
on. He wants to keep on hearing that? Yeah, I agree with that.
And then the other one with that game with Brady over 2.5 touchdowns, I think that's easy money. I'm sure maybe it won't be, but another one from that game.
Easy money.
Yeah. You know, I see, yeah, they can run the ball, but, you know, I know he wants to get his guys there. You know, he wants everybody to eat, whether it's Gronk, AB, hopefully Mike Evans, because that's my dude. Another one, Dak over 1.5 touchdowns. They're going to be throwing the ball all over, just like last year before Dak got hurt. You know, I know he was putting up big numbers, but some of those big numbers were because they were down and their defense is bad. Well, garbage time, but whatever. Maybe they'll be keeping up. Hopefully they will. Hopefully it's a good game.
I mean, they're going to have to throw to keep up. So,
yeah. And they got, like I said, those teams have probably the two best receiving cores, you know, with 1, 2, and 3, not including the tight ends, just the three receivers. You know, I don't know if there's another team that has three good ones like that.
Yeah, a little bit off subject. Sorry about that. But I had a friend of mine call me today where he has an option to trade CEH away, and he could either have CeeDee Lamb with the Cowboys or McLaren with the Washington football team. Who do you like better in that, if that was a trade offer to you?
That's tough. That is. Either. I don't think you're going bad on either one. I think probably if you're looking for, you know, upside wise, I think it's going to be Lamb. I think that Washington defense is going to be so good that they're not going to have to, you know, I know Fitzpatrick's going to want to just chuck it everywhere, which I love, mm-hmm. but I don't think he's going to have to. You know, I think they're going to be kind of hanging out, you know, be up by 2 touchdowns and just kind of run the ball and no big deal. So, like I said, I'd probably take Lamb over McLaurin. But
okay, well, then that leads into your next player prop you got on Fitzmagic. So go ahead and jump into that.
That's right. It's Fitzpatrick over 264.5. You know, I think I'm in on that. And the one thing I did put, it's actually plus 105. Most of these player props are like minus 115. So you're actually getting plus odds on this one. So that's probably telling me, hey, he's not going to do that. Because mm-hmm. I just said, but it's against the Chargers. You know, they're going to be scoring. And I know the Washington defense is very, very good. So, you know, Herbert might struggle, but I don't think he will. I think it's going to be a fun game.
What did you just call him?
Hair Bear,
isn't that for
Herbert? Yeah, Herbert.
That's right. I thought you were calling Fitzpatrick Hair Bear. I was like, wait, hold on.
No. Talking about the Chargers. And my last one, I had to put it in there just because I'll probably just do this every week. Nick Chubb over 71.5 yards. Duh, book it.
Yep, I saw that one parlay. And I kind of figured I knew you were going to pick that one to talk about. So that's why he didn't even go there because. I know you love Chubb.
I do. Real quick, I do want to mention our Patreon because there's a pretty awesome giveaway. I think I tweeted it out earlier too. But we have a Patreon now. We would love for you guys to support us. It's, you know, big help to us and a big help to you guys. It's pretty cheap. Tier one's $3. Gets you. I just lost train of thought. Sorry about that. It gets you into the group chat, which I believe right now is on WhatsApp, but we're kind of switching it to Discord. But you know, either that, you know, you can ask all the questions you want, whether it's football related, gambling, DFS, anything. You know, there's always somebody there to talk. $5 a month is tier two. Get you early access to the waiver wire episodes that Justin's going to be putting out Monday night after the game. We'll just email that straight to all the Patreon people. Entry into our Frankenstein Listener League next year, and also the group chat still. And then tier three is $10 a month. That gets you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody on the team. I don't suggest me. I mean, I love fantasy football, but these guys are a lot better than I am. So pick anybody else. Free entry into the Frankenstein League next year, and the group chat and the waiver wire access. You know, and I know last night on the show, Justin talked about some guys, not necessarily waiver wire ads, but, you know, he's got it locked down, man. That guy knows his stuff. So, you know, and we're actually all going to be entering guys for the waiver wire list. So there's a doc for us, you know, and each one of us is going to throw a couple guys on there each week. So it is a very big list, not just one person, you know, plucking random dudes that are low owned. So check out the Patreon. And like I said, the giveaway, Coach Sheps was nice enough to buy an awesome LaVisca Chenault jersey that I guess he said doesn't fit him. You know, his muscles are too big or something. So it just doesn't fit right. Doesn't feel good. So he's actually we're giving that away now. I believe the next 10 Patreon subscribers, we're going to pick one at random. I'm sure there'll be a drawing on the internet or whatever, so it's not shady. But, I mean, $3, you know, gets you a chance to win an NFL jersey, a Chenault jersey, and it's pretty sick. So, like I said, I tweeted that earlier. I will tweet it again. If you go to our Toilets of Titles Twitter page, it's on there. So please check it out. You know, like I said, give us a follow and hop on our Patreon. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, Joe, Chubb Dudzik. He's the man, dude. RB1.
Who
all
said
day.
Chubb stunk? I didn't say it.
Nobody. Nobody would ever say that. Not a chance. But so I know we said earlier about survivor pools. I have one in a league I'm in. I don't do a lot of survivor pools. They're fun, but I think it's been a couple of years since I've actually done one. My pick this week was Minnesota. I don't know what the Bengals are going to bring. I know they're going to just throw the ball and not protect Burrow. Not that the Vikings, you know, they're good. Good defense. You know, I think their offense will be just fine because the Bengals defense is not good. So I think that's a pretty easy pick for me, not to burn up a team, you know, down the road. That's going to be, I said, it's a pretty easy matchup in my opinion. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, I threw this in there because I know this is something a lot of people do every year and everything. And I think this will be a good, just a good little bonus to throw in every week and stuff like that, just to kind of throw that out there for the viewers and everything, just to kind of see where we're aligned and everything. And because, you know, it's easy at first and stuff like that. Once you get to the first 5-6 weeks is once you start getting towards the end of the season and you've made these picks and can't use them over again, that, you know, you just kind of give these suggestions out. But me, I think I talked about it earlier, it's Pats. You got to go Pats over the Cowboys, and everything is set up for them to win this game. And to me, it's the easiest pick to make right now. Now, Minnesota was one that I was interested in picking, but I think right now I have to go Pats over the Cowboys.
Yeah. No, Joe, I agree. I was trying to save one for later, you know, like when they play the Bears or somebody, you know, I mean, you never know. We'll see. Maybe Jameis comes out and lights it up. Probably won't. But it can happen, you know. But when we play Nagy and those idiots. Good. All right, let's get on to my favorite part of the – well, I love the whole thing, my favorite part. Who am I kidding? But you want to go
– let me go my picks first. I think we got a couple of the same. I'll go ahead and go with mine. I think the first one I got, which I don't think you have this one, is I like the Carolina 4.5 over the Jets. The Jets are going into this game – losing a lot of defensive players to injury and everything. So I think that's one thing that's factoring into this. Carolina's defense is, I think, is better than what a lot of people think. They were young last year, and they did a fairly decent last year. And another year with the same coach and everything, I think this is, I think this is an easy layover with a 4.5 spread over the Jets and everything. Because, look, you got a rookie QB coming in, a lot of rookies on the offense and everything. Going to be the first live action in a full game and everything. And like I said, the Jets defense has gotten banged up going into this game. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree. I like Sammy Darnold and the rest of the boys down there. You know, I think that Matt Rhule's got him juiced up and ready to go. Jeremy Chinn is a monster. and you're just going to continue to, you know, it's almost like low hanging fruit, you know, no offense, Zach Wilson, but I mean, these rookie quarterbacks struggle, especially with, you know, so many young guys around him. You know, I think Bob Saul is going to be a good coach, but I think this first game is going to be tough for him for sure.
It is. I'm not going to go over two of them because it's the same picks you got. So we'll kind of go into when you're making your picks. But another one I like is the Vikings -3 over the Bengals. It's going to be a good game, but I really think Vikings winning it by 7 or more and everything. I see a 10-point win on this one and everything. So Burrow's first game back and everything. Thinks he's going to have a little bit of the jitters and everything. Joe over here, Panthers are building a well-rounded team. Yes, they very well are.
Yeah.
But back to, like I said, Vikings 3.5. I think this is an easy pick them and everything just from looking at some of the games. A lot of them, there was some tough ones to pick and everything. And, you know, those two right there are, I think, one of the easiest two that I will pick. Do you like that one too? I mean, obviously you do pick them for the Survivor pool.
Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be, you know, not, I don't want to say an easy win because the Vikings, you know, who knows what you're going to get day to day. But I think that, I think it's, you know, that one felt pretty good to me too, you know, with Burrow coming back. And, you know, I love Joe Burrow and I want him to succeed, but they can't protect and, you know, they're just going to throw it all over the place. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. And then, you got your. I'll let you take your last one. I don't want to steal it from you.
Oh, I wanted to throw that. Okay, well, I'll go ahead. Look, this is my. Don't do as I say, but just listen to what I gotta say. Look, I'm picking Raiders +4 over the Raiders. Ravens. I think that's gonna be a close game and everything. I'm picking the Raiders to win. It just me. I think they have a fair shot. First game Monday night. Look, like I said, Ravens are coming into this game beat up too. I mean, it almost kind of converted where the defense can just mainly focus on Lamar now instead of, you know, having Dobbins in there and everything. You know, they'll be able to focus up on that front. So I know this is a crazy one. This is just my crazy call of the week. I'm going to go ahead and call it. I'm doing the Raiders +4 over the Ravens.
No, I like it. You know, and first game with people at Allegiant. You know, the new stadium in Vegas is a really cool looking stadium. I saw it getting built a couple of years back when I was out there. I can't wait to get back to see it. I think it's a good one. I really do. I think, you know, the Raiders generally start out pretty hot. Hopefully they keep going. But I think it'll be a good game, you know, and I think they cover that spread easy. Yeah.
I'm interested to see how Chucky uses Kenyon Drake Clark. Joe, yeah, you could be interested all you want, but you're going to see a lot of Jacobs.
They got a whole stable. They've been signing all sorts of random dudes. Who knows? I don't think Gruden even knows what he's going to do.
Yeah, that's how it always leads into the season and everything. So let's move on with after making my crazy pick and everything. Now, the only thing I'm going to say before we move on is everybody knows I'm a Raiders fan. And I have so much friends that go to Vegas and everything. And everybody's constantly sending me pictures driving by Allegiant Stadium and everything. And it's, oh my goodness. I love seeing these pictures that everybody sends me. So, let's jump back into these picks. Next one is Packers 3.5 over the Saints. We both picked this one. I think this is on yours, it says -4. So not that big of a difference.
I think that's what I got that's what it is on FanDuel right now. And I think it's kind of, obviously, it depends on where you're at, where you're getting it, but pretty much same thing. You know, like you said, I think it's a pretty easy one. Rodgers is ready to roll. I talked about this last night on the show. You know, I think whether you want to call it a farewell or this, I don't think it is a farewell. You know, I think the team's hungry. Devontae was saying it today. I wouldn't be surprised if they damn near hit the over themselves. So, and that was another bet I had. Part of that was over 50, without a doubt. I think the last five games against the Saints have gone over. So,
I can see that. No Breeze, no Thomas. It's going to be ugly, and it is going to be high scoring on the Green Bay side. Exactly. Hopefully, Kamara is getting a little bit of love in this, and he gets a big part of that action and stuff like that. So, I got his shares everywhere.
Me too. I hope it works.
And then another one you and me picked. I think this is a very easy one to pick. Rams 7.5 over the Bears. It's going to be a manslaughter. It's going to be rated R. You might not want to have the kids watch this game.
No, and I don't remember. I looked at it and I didn't put it down. Whatever Stafford's over is, pick it. I know the Bears have some good pieces on defense, and they do. They haven't gotten much out of Khalil Mack. Maybe this is the year that changes. You know, for what they gave for him, I don't think he's produced. Roquan Smith is elite and will do very well, but Matt Stafford's awesome, man. It's going to be a coming out party for him. I'm pumped to see him, you know, in that offense and just, you know, Bobby Trees, Cooper Kupp, you know, the whole crew. It's going to be fun, and they're going to dog walk the Bears. It's going to be great.
You know, it's almost, you want to say, once again, you want to say the greatest show on turf, but it's no longer turf no more. So we got to come up with a new saying.
I almost put on my Marshall Faulk jersey, but I was painting and I don't want to get paint on my Marshall Faulk jersey. So
I don't think anybody wants you to.
I don't know.
So there's my picks. Let's jump into yours, Nate.
Okay. So we talked about it. We've been talking quite a bit. Tampa Bay, -8.5, sure, whatever. I don't care what it goes to. I looked at alternate spreads. I looked at Tampa Bay -14.5. The odds weren't good enough to take it because it was only like +200. I need a little bit more than that if I'm going to say they're going to, you know, win by 2 touchdowns or more. So I think that this one's going to be a blowout. I really do. I think the Cowboys are going to have a good year. I do, but Tampa Bay might go 17-0. They might, you know, they're it's the same team. We don't need to keep talking about it. Yeah. I might take that bet before tomorrow night just for the hell of it. Another one I like, Bills -6.5 versus the Steelers. I know a lot of people are talking about taking the Steelers. I know Joe picked the Steelers quite a few people. But I don't think that the Steelers' offensive line is going to be good. Big Ben will play a lot better. He's got some good weapons. But Josh Allen, Steph Diggs, I think Cole Beasley's playing. You know, I think they'll handle him pretty well. And, you know, I don't think the Bills are going to miss a beat either. I think they're headed for the AFC Championship. So that's where I'm going. What do you think?
This is the game where Gabriel Davis is just going to outshine and everything, and everybody's going to run to the waiver wire that didn't pick him up after the waiver wire show with Justin, where he said Gabriel Davis was a waiver wire wonder that you need to go get now. He is going to blow up this game and just set the world on fire.
There's still time to get him.
No, there is.
Do it.
Go get him.
So I also really like, and I know we talked about, because I saw in your pick'em that you actually taken Motor City Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. Now, I am taking the 49ers, given the points, 7.5, sure, whatever. I take way more than that. Again, same thing, like, not that they're on the same level as Tampa Bay, but I don't think the Lions are very good. And they're going to be competing for the Texans for the number one pick overall next year. And
That might be the case. But I sit here and I look at it, and after doing pick'ems for so many years and everything, first game of the season, all this talk about Swift not playing, and all of a sudden now he's probably going to play and everything, and it's at home. I don't want to disrespect anybody at home unless you're just horrible, maybe like the Texans or something like that. And I know you're thinking Detroit's in that same boat and everything, but wouldn't this be a shocker if freaking Goff comes in and just blows the world away and just throwing to Hawkins and all freaking day, Swift jumping in there? I can see this as an upset. First game of the season with them and everything. It's home. That's my one upset of the week is Detroit Lion over the 49ers.
That's fine. You know, the one thing is about T.J. Hockenson, there's this guy in the middle for the 49ers who I think is going to win Defensive Player of the Year, Fred Warner. He'll have his way with T.J. Hockenson. So he guards George Kittle every day in practice. He'll be fine with Hockenson.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't want to talk about tight end, but hey, I'm probably wrong there, but because I like it so much, but I don't see it happening. Maybe we'll find out Sunday. It's coming. This one I talked about last night too. Browns +6.5. I told those guys I liked it at 5.5 when it opened months ago. a big thing for me. Super Bowl losers are 3-16 against the spread since like 2000. So that right there tells me that. And that's not even talking about, you know, how good the defense is for the Browns, how we're not sure about the offensive line for the Chiefs, and just kind of that whole situation. I think that the Browns, I think they could beat them. You know, it may be a money line bet for me, but for sure, you know, getting the points. What do you think?
If I am correct, I think I actually picked where's it at? Sorry for the delay here. Oh, I picked Kansas City, but I could easily see this being a Browns. We discussed this earlier as far as holding Mahomes under the under for the passing yards and everything. Just like I said, you know, look, we don't know if they've really upgraded that line until we actually see. Are they really going to protect Mahomes? Freaking Cleveland's defense could easily fight for the number one defense with Washington this year and everything. So I can see that's a great line to pick and everything. I did pick the Chiefs to win it, but like I said, I can see that easily happening. It's +6.5. You got to do that.
Yeah. And it's, like I said, it started at 5.5 and that was months ago. So it's not, you know, no crazy moves, but it's moving. So the last one I got is just Eagles at Falcons over 48.5. Both teams, horrible defenses. They got a couple of good guys here and there, but not enough to stop them. I think, you know, not that I think the Falcons are going to be good this year, but, you know, Matt Ryan is good and Calvin Ridley is very good. And it's Kyle Pitts's, you know, first game. Let's see what he can do. So I think that the points will be a plenty here. And yeah, I think it'll be pretty high scoring.
I see it too. I see Ridley with 9 targets, +115. Maybe even 2 touchdowns should be a huge game for him. He's one of my top receivers going into this week as far as production-wise. So I like this game. I like that over a lot. So,
yeah, I think that's a pretty easy one. So, you know, like I said, I don't have we could keep going on and on, but that's really all I got for picks and stuff like that. You got anything else you want to talk about, Rich? Or
no, I am good with all mine. For future episodes and stuff like that, we will have some college pick-ems in here, too. We'll have some college stuff that we'll talk about. It might not be every episode, but it's something to look forward to. It's something us having that a little bit in here, too, and everything. But besides that, look, tomorrow night, Thursday night football. It ain't Monday night football, but it is Thursday night football. You got the returning champs. Hey, football season is here, and I am pumped.
Hell yeah. And you got to check it out because, I mean, most of the time these Thursday's games are not very much fun to watch. I mean, we all watch them anyways because, and I'm a degenerate and I got to. But now we got a real game. It's going to be fun. So, you know, thanks again for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Check us out. Toilet Titles on Twitter. Everywhere else you can find us. All over the place, sorry. You know, YouTube, Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts. Please give us a 5-star review. You know, you don't have to give us, at least like and subscribe. Hit the bell, you know, on YouTube so you know when we're going live. But all our names scrolling across the bottom right now. There's too many for me to just go ahead and rattle everyone off. But like I said, you can find me right now, at Nate.
There you go.
_dirt19 on Twitter. My guy Rich over here at R. Gonzalez RM on Twitter. So that's all I got. Rich, you got anything else for him?
Not enjoy football and make sure you guys come back tomorrow before the show with the little DFS with Coach. And get some of the DFS stats in there and stuff like that and win some money. So that's all I got, man.
Hell yeah. If you guys had any questions, like I said, DMs are open. Hit us up, and let's make it a profitable one.
All have a good night.